The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
I'm Bailey McKeown on Radio Southland 96.4 FM, and this is Field Notes, your 15 minutes on the news that matters to women from right here in Southland to the other side of the world. This is the week of August 5th, 2026. And here's what's on the rundown this week. Japan quietly reworked its royal succession rules, and a woman still can't take the throne. New Zealand's biggest women's sports is staring down a $3.7 million hole. A tiny Southland business is quietly selling shells to Chanel. And in nightcabs, a whole town is fundraising to keep one nurse on the roster. Let's get into it. First, the global wrap. Japan has just made some changes to its imperial succession rules. I'm terrible with saying those kind of words, so please don't judge me. Succession, I will probably end up saying succession. I'm terrible at it. And even after the update, women still can't take the throne. It's a live question there right now, because Emperor Naruhito's only child is his daughter, Princess Aiko, who by law can't inherit no matter how popular she is with the Japanese public. Instead, the succession runs through Naruhito's brother's family to his nephew, Prince Hisahito, who's 19. Names. You got to give me a second of hesitation before I gain the confidence. Whatever tweaks lawmakers made this time around, they stopped short of touching the one rule that actually matters here, the one that says the job's for men only. Closer to a story with a Kiwi connection, former Prime Minister Helen Clark has joined former Irish President Mary Robinson in warning that the prospect of a Palestinian state is, in their words, disappearing, pointing to continued Israeli settlement expansion in the West Bank. Oh my gosh, I'm having so much trouble reading today. Two former heads of government, both women, both willing to say publicly what a lot of current leaders won't. And a shorter one to watch. The International Criminal Court is due to vote this month on whether to remove its chief prosecutor, Karim Khan, after a lawyer went public with sexual misconduct allegations against him, which he denies. It's a reminder that going public with a complaint like that against one of the most powerful legal figures in the world takes a particular kind of nerve, whatever the vote ends up deciding. Three stories, three different parts of the world, and in each, a woman deciding that staying quiet wasn't an option. Now closer to home, and if you only take one stat from the whole show, make it this one. New Zealand's biggest sports for women is now $3.7 million in the red. Netball New Zealand says the ANZ Premiership, the domestic competition that sits underneath the Silver Ferns, posted that loss this year and has been covering it by drawing down cash reserves, which the organisation itself admits isn't sustainable. There's now real fear inside the sport that the competition could be paused altogether next year. Big crowds, good viewership, real financial strain, apparently all three of those things can be true at once. On a smaller but related note, the head of Electricity Retailers and Generators Association, Bridget Abernathy, says wholesale power prices have fallen to some of their lowest winter levels in more than a decade. Tell that to my power bill. While she's calling a genuinely positive signal for the shift away from fossil fuels, good news is rare enough in a powerful conversation that it's worth to mention. And right here in Southland, there's a small town of Nightcaps. You may have heard of it when I was little. I thought Nightcaps and Ojai were in America. I was convinced we lived in America. Anyway, they're fundraising to keep a nurse on staff at its medical centre after the funding that covered 20 hours a week through WellSouth Primary Health Network ran out in March. It's a genuinely small story in national terms and exactly the kind of thing that matters enormously. If you're one of the people who lives there and needs a nurse on a Tuesday, if you're in a position to chip in, it's worth looking up. Time for this week's She Did That. And in this week, it goes to Jenna Wooten, who's just stepped into the chief executive chair at Netball New Zealand, walking straight into that $3.7 million hole we just talked about, plus what the organisation itself is calling a genuinely tough 12 months behind her already. She's been brought in as one of the country's most experienced sports and major event leaders and taking on the job of running the country's largest women's sport. At the exact moment, it's under this financial pressure as not a role for someone looking for an easy first 90 days. It's worth remembering, too, that she's not walking in blind. New Zealand Netball's off-court drama over the last couple of years has had almost as much airtime as the on-court results. Taking this job now with your eyes open says something about how much she backs herself. And keep an ear out, because our In Focus segment this week is about another Southland woman quietly building something impressive out of all things washed up shells. More on her shortly. Now for this week's In Focus, we're staying local for this one. Down a quiet street in Southland, Nina Shields runs a business called Ocean Shell Limited, and it does something you genuinely never guess from the outside. Her factory processes naturally beached power shells gathered from our coastlines and sells them to buyers that include luxury fashion houses like Chanel. By some estimates, an estimated 1 million power shells move through organisations like hers every year. Shields has also been vocal about wanting community groups to be able to collect and sell naturally bleached shells themselves too, rather than the opportunity sitting mostly with a handful of operators. Her argument, roughly, is that the money is lying on the ground, quite literally on beaches all around the South Island. They could be supporting a lot more small operators and community groups than it already does. It's easy to assume the interesting export stories all happen somewhere else, in a boardroom in Auckland or a lab in Wellington. This one's happening on a quiet street built out of something the tide washes up for free, and it's ending up in some of the most exclusive fashion houses on earth. Worth remembering next time you're walking a Southland beach and see a shell that's seen better days. Somebody somewhere sees it as an export. It's also a reminder that plenty of the most interesting regional economic stories in Aotearoa begin and are being built by women most of the country's never heard of. Not because the work isn't significant, but because a small manufacturing business in Southland doesn't get the same headlines as a tech startup in Auckland. Worth changing that where we can, one segment at a time. Before we wrap up, let's run through this week's by the numbers. 3.7 mil, the loss Netball New Zealand says its ANZ Premiership posted this year, with fears the competition could be paused altogether in 2026. 19, the age Prince Hasahito, next in line for Japan's imperial throne ahead of his cousin Princess Aiko, who can't inherit at all under current succession law. 1 million, roughly how many power shells move through operations like Nina Shields Ocean Shell Limited here in Southland every year, mostly bound for luxury fashion houses overseas. 20, the number of hours a week of nursing care Nightcaps lost when its funding ran out in March, and the number the town is now fundraising to bring back. And 2, the number of former heads of government, Helen Clark and Mary Robinson, who spoke out this week on the disappearing prospect of Palestinian statehood. Five numbers, five completely different stories, all from the same week in Women's News. And that's your 15 minutes for this week. Thanks for spending part of your day with me. If you like the show, you'll find tons more where this came from on our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, on all the major streaming platforms, through the Access Media website at accessmedia.org.nz, and through the Access Media app, available only on the Google Play Store. Got a story you think deserves airtime or something you want me to look into? Email me directly. That's bailey@radiosouthland.org.nz. Next week, we'll be watching whether Netball New Zealand's premiership survives the year intact, and keeping an eye on Japan's accession debate as it keeps simmering in the background. I'm Bailey McKeown. This is Radio Southland 96.4 FM, and that's been Field Notes. Until next week, take care of yourselves and take care of each other.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.